Patriopaths, we're coming to you from Virginia Beach at the Reawaken America Tour with my good friend, Captain K, Seth Keschel. How you doing, Captain?
Good, Mel K. How are you? Great to be here.
I'm great. We're actually real good friends in real life, and I've been watching this guy go. He is a fearless warrior, and he has not given up on the fight for election integrity and, honestly, for integrity in general. So tell me where we are, what you're seeing. We just had a primary season that looked like another just wash. What are we going to do between now and 2022?
The election system is a complete disaster.
Right.
As I just got done speaking on stage, there are 10 points that have to be put in place if we're going to be able to control election fraud, returning to legitimate elections where people actually trust the system.
Right.
It's not just the 2020 race that is impacted for president. I mean, you have down ballot. Nobody knows what the true constitution of the Senate or the House or any of the state delegations ought to be.
Right.
But the true crisis is the lack of confidence in the system.
Yeah.
Depending on what you read, CNN will tell you that number is 52% as of a few months ago that don't trust the system. More conservative outlets will tell you that outright 60% of Americans believe the 2020 election was compromised with fraud.
Right.
So getting to a place where that makes sense requires taking lessons of 2020 and putting in changes. That doesn't mean you let go of 2020. A lot of people have a very unrealistic view of what fixing 2020 means. Clearly, everyone would want every legitimate office holder back in office. But without the courts and without legislative bodies that are willing to stand up and do the right thing, which we don't have that ability. And everybody thought Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, Georgia, they're all controlled by Republicans in 2020. We thought that we'd get the right outcome, right. But they're all compromised.
Right. Not the truth. Not so. Here's the crazy part is what you're saying is so much more important because I think a lot of people, what I'm also seeing is even people that did vote in 2020 are saying, well, why should I vote? It's all rigged. It doesn't matter, which is really bad for our country, but it's all about faith and trust in the system. And they're also watching any semblance like you're trying or going all over the country trying to push for integrity for the election, for fixing the system, and it seems like it's not getting anywhere. What do you say to those American people that are saying, what's the point?
If you do nothing, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. You can just set your watch and watch it click. We will eventually get to a point where there's nothing left to fight for at all. So what I do is I point people to small victories. Yesterday there was it wasn't a small victory, it was a big victory in Wisconsin.
Right.
I mentioned that today. In Wisconsin, there was a decision from the state Supreme Court, which also shows you why it's important to go vote in these special elections. 4-3 decision in Wisconsin to ban drop boxes. So the only drop boxes allowed in Wisconsin now are those inside elections offices. The ballot can only be returned by the actual voter.
Right.
So the muling operation, should that decision stand, is over in Wisconsin.
Thank God.
And that's what cost the state of Wisconsin's 10 electoral votes for Trump in 2020.
Right.
Now also that is important to realize, and they also said not only are those illegal, that they were illegal in 2020.
Right.
So you really have no reason for the state legislature to not bring a decertification resolution.
Right.
And then second, you have a huge precedent for other states to follow up and ban drop boxes on the same grounds now with a precedent.
Well, is that going to happen is the question.
I think there will absolutely be lawsuits. President Trump was out there on Truth Social today talking about the decision and how it's a huge precedent. I mentioned that yesterday on my Telegram.
Right.
I'd love to say President Trump truthed that out because he must have read my Telegram. But
well, I bet he did. Your Telegram's very popular, I have to be honest. And you're getting way more popular on Truth Social than almost anyone else I follow. So that's good. But you're very engaging. I see a lot of people. You like to really get to the people. I see you going all over the country. When you're meeting Americans, patriots, people that love God and country, what are they saying to you? Because I mean, what is you're really getting a real slice of the American populace and what they're feeling. How are people feeling out there that
well,
you're seeing?
The first thing you need to understand, because I guarantee you when you load this interview on your channel, you'll have haters in the comments.
Always, it's fine.
There are not haters at events.
Right.
People that are actually going to events and wanting to get plugged in, they're action-oriented people.
Right.
So the Telegram drama, I call it teledrama. Telegram's actually become an extremely toxic platform.
I know.
With
is,
all
yes.
the factional infighting.
It's been one, yes.
And then you go to Truth. With Truth, you get a troll block done. But in real life, you don't have trolls that come to these events. Now, you may have an outright enemy that shows up,
right.
And you can usually spot them there in masks. We went to Boston.
Exactly.
We went to Boston, Captain James Tesoro and Sonny Morgan and myself. We went to Boston and did an event that was free to the public. It's always got its drawbacks because anybody and everybody's going to come. And we had at least 10 people wearing masks. Now, you could make the case maybe these are your softy Republicans from Boston, that are going to be rocking a mask, but that's not really the case. And we had some straight-up infiltrators, and that's where you get, but trolls don't show up at these events.
Right.
So what I guess what I mean to say is all the negativity that you find online, it's not as popular, it's not as manifested out in the real world as being online suggests it is.
Right.
So people that are actually getting busy doing stuff are not mired in the mud.
And what are people taking from when you go and speak? What are you having them take as action steps after they leave? What is the goal for the person that's coming and listening to you to go home and do what?
I often say go home, look yourself in the mirror, and commit yourself to what it is that you care about. So these events are not election forums.
Right.
It is a small sliver of it, the election portion. You have many areas of corruption that have destroyed liberty in this country.
Right.
Medical freedom is a huge issue.
Yes.
You know what my stance on vaccines is? Freedom. Right. Do what you're going to do.
Freedom.
Let me do what I'm going to do.
Right,
that's the only answer.
I agree.
You have people that are pushing aggressive agendas in schools, like critical race theory. Now they call it, I think they call it SLE or SEL. I can't remember.
It's called social emotional learning.
Yeah, SEL.
Yeah.
So they have that. And that is designed to raise up the next generation of young people to hate the foundations of America.
Right, exactly.
Because America, just like anyone else, has its sins.
Right.
Its issues, right? And we have to move on as a country into certain things. So, these are people that are trying to move us back into areas of peak division.
Yes, of course.
Because we're a massively divided people.
Right.
Or if your issue is pro-life. Now, I'm pro-life, but my issue is elections.
Right.
If I spend all my energy on stuff other than elections, then I cease to be as effective as I am.
Well, that's a very important point.
That's what people don't get.
Right.
Is sometimes we have people that are like, I want to do this on elections, this on CRT, this on medical freedom. Pick one.
Right.
And commit yourself to it. You have to learn to delegate, too.
Right.
So I'm a national level elections analyst. And that's not saying I don't want to dirty my hands with stuff at the precinct level.
Right.
But my job
is
to educate and to inform. And there are a lot of people. To social media is a bubble, but these events right here, Reawaken America, the reason I come to Reawaken America is because you get several thousand people and many of them see a flyer and like, hey, I want to go see this. This looks interesting. These are not necessarily everybody that's involved on social media because every time I do one of these, my social media flies through the roof.
Okay.
So these are people that aren't really engaged. So you want to engage the people that are on the fence because the consequences of the Biden administration being in office are very relevant to everyday people.
Yeah.
Whether you're talking about the cost of fuel, inflation, home prices that are going through the roof that are going to collapse in a bubble just like they did 15 years ago.
Right.
That is relevant to everyday people. So social media bubble does not equal the sentiment of the actual population.
Right.
So you have to get out and talk. But I have to also delegate down to the states and down to the counties, and I can be a resource for you.
Right.
But a lot of people try to pull people into stuff that they're not going to be able to help.
Yeah, and I think being focused is a really important thing because you have your 10 rules for everyone that are for the you make it for the military, but it's really for being a soldier, for being a focused, effective soldier. And that's really where I'm talking about. You really put out a lot, especially on social media, that isn't like everyone else. You're putting out things about your personal integrity, what you can do personally, what you're doing in your daily life to make a difference. And I think that differentiates you because you're a real person saying, you know, your personal integrity has to come first. And I think that's a big part of your message.
Well, so imagine you are known for your show.
Yeah.
You are in a form of journalism, informing people. Now, if I gave you a big old stack full of affidavits about election integrity and asked you to spend the next 90 days investigating an election, then you're going to wither on the vine as far as what you're most effective at with your audience.
Right, right.
So we have to find what it is we do well, what we care about the most, and focus.
Right.
You have to limit how much you're being spread out.
Now, how do you, having seen so much corruption and so much, again, I'll ask you about the military in a second, but having seen all this make you depressed or overwhelmed and think like there's just so much corruption, it's unbearable?
Veteran lesson number two, stay in your lane. I have limited power, and you have to acknowledge that. My job and duty is to inform, to help guide. I make specialized products all the time in the background that I don't publish for people that request that are local.
Okay.
And what we have to understand is sometimes I get trolls too.
Right.
You travel around the country, you're a grifter, you haven't decertified a single election. Here's who can decertify an election. Elected officials, legislative bodies, and judges.
Right.
Period.
Right.
And even so, they'll say that we don't have a mechanism in our laws to do it.
Right, I know. That's something else.
So the only people that can change an election outcome are legislative bodies and judges. And I am in no legislative body, and I'm not a judge.
Right.
So people don't take the time to think about very fundamental things. You need to start the car before you can drive it, that sort of stuff. So I focus on what I can control. What I can control is the quality of my work, the influence in which I have, how it goes out, how to be reasonable. That's another important thing. Did Trump win California in 2020? I get that question all the time. Based on what I measure, what I'm measuring, no. Now, based on 30 years worth of corruption in elections, who knows what the actual political nature of California should be.
Right.
But there are a few things that go against Republicans in California. One of them is that Arnold Schwarzenegger was an aberration. He was a celebrity who ran against an unpopular Democrat in a recall election. And then you also have, you can see it in the population numbers, especially in formerly Republican counties, declining population. So a lot of those hundreds of thousands of conservative votes are out the window.
Right.
So what we have in California is a state that for the first time since 1900, they lost population in 2020, and then they did it again in 2021. But yet somehow in 2020, they produced 4 million new votes between the two major parties.
Right. Yeah, you can't tell with California, with a lot of countries, but counties all over the country. But what I do want to say is something you said earlier about America. America is 246 years old. And, you know, and we've done, like you said, we've had some crimes in the past. But overall, America, to me, is a country to be proud of, is a country worth saving, is a country worth doing all this stuff for. And a friend of mine said to me, she's a third grade teacher, and she said she sees the kids get up and do the Pledge of Allegiance, and they do it like they're robots. They don't know what they should be grateful for. They don't care about America. They don't know who they're pledging allegiance to. They're not. They don't feel lucky to be born here. They just think it's a joke. And I thought, oh my God, when I was growing up, it was a big deal. Like, you know, we pledge allegiance. You knew every word of every patriotic song. You did like plays in elementary school, like with George Washington and Betsy Ross. It's very, very sad that we have generations of children growing up that don't understand why America is great or what makes somebody like you sign up to be a soldier and go into the military and fight. My sadness is I don't think our military is... I see they just ended the need for a high school diploma to get into the military, which opens it up also to illegals. But they can't recruit people. Recruiting is like 40% down. What is going to happen to our military if people no longer want to serve?
It's going to wither on the vine. It's going. You already have. You can go to. I saw a news article a few years ago about Seattle. They had a recruiting event at an event in Seattle, and I think over an entire weekend, about three people stopped by the tent to even look. We have another issue with physical fitness.
Oh, I saw.
I am 100% a believer that physical fitness is important, more so than looking good, more so than being strong.
Right.
It obviously changes your chemistry, changes how your mind operates. It gives you more discipline. But young people now, there's a number of young people, I think something like 60% of young people are too out of shape to even be in position to get in shape.
I am.
They're outside of the lobby of being in shape, to where they can't even qualify to go in the military at all.
Right.
And that's with reduced physical fitness acceptance standards for entry.
Right.
So the military itself is going to lack in power. Now, in some ways, that will limit our ability to wage unnecessary wars.
Well, yeah.
One of the big tenets of the America First system of beliefs is no more useless wars that send American soldiers to die.
Right.
I was a hardcore, George Bush said, let's go to Iraq and Afghanistan, and God must be behind George Bush, so let's go to Afghanistan when I was 20, 21. Yeah. And then once I was 25, 26 and spending a year in Afghanistan, at night when things had calmed down, if I was on night shift, I would read and research historical counterinsurgencies, and I realized that we're never going to win the war. So why am I spending my 20s, 30s going back to a place we're never going to win?
Right.
What if I get my legs blown off in a war that's not winnable and never was, just like
Vietnam?
I'm
sure you knew many people who did, you know?
So I decided that I didn't have any interest in being a career military officer, even though when I was in college, I absolutely wanted to be a general.
Right, of
stay
course.
In.
Yeah, but you realize somewhere along the way. But here's the worst part. I'm meeting a lot of veterans along the way everywhere I go that are much older than you and are looking back on 20 years of wars that they don't know really now why they fought them and that they were goaded into it, because we have this whole thing in Ukraine. First of all, we've sent already $7 billion there. It appears to me that we're really financing NATO, which is to me the one world military and not a defensive force, quite the opposite. But whatever the case may be, they have a giant budget for the military. It's like $800 billion for next year under Biden. And I don't know where this money's going, but it does seem to me that there's a military-industrial complex issue that has a lot more to do with money than with about protecting the homeland. It doesn't seem like anything it has to do with protecting the homeland. What are your thoughts on that? And is there any way back for the military?
There is a way back for the military, but it may take a lot of pain to get there. The military, just like the government is supposed to change slowly. Laws are supposed to come into enactment slowly in the country. That's why we have the system of checks and balances that we have.
Right.
So theoretically, in a country that was healthy, a President Bernie Sanders would be checked most likely at least 6 years of his 8 years if he were reelected by a Republican House and Senate that would compromise effectively for governing the country.
Right.
The military is also very slow moving. That's why you hear this phrase, the military hurry up and wait, or this is how we've always done things.
Right.
People are slow to adapt to new things. It takes a couple of years to roll a new physical fitness uniform out.
Right.
It takes several years for the Training and Doctrine Command to roll out new study areas, to roll out a new physical fitness test.
Right.
So the military has a way back, but it's going to take decades to recover. Just like the Clinton administration gutted the military. It took a long time to recover. My father's military was stricken with a massive addiction issue.
Right.
It took a long time to bring the military back from the 60s and 70s.
Right.
Vietnam, of course, inflicted that. The country is in dire straits, and people don't understand that. All you have to do is look at history. In 1914 in Europe, there were 15 nation states. And then World War I happened, and now there's 47 nation states in Europe. So the cycle of nations is to implode and collapse and be reconstituted.
Right.
I'm not sure what such a situation in America would look like.
I don't know either.
You have 50 states, but if you go into the future 100 years and look back at the history books, I don't know that there will be 50 states in 100 years. And that isn't me saying, that's not me being a doomcaster.
Right.
That's just reality.
Right.
100 years ago, I think we had 48 states.
Right.
So that was the last ones, of course, Alaska and Hawaii. But we are headed towards a cycle of, if we don't get control of the government through the prescribed means, the natural cycle of nations is for America to have a collapse.
Okay, but we're not going to let that happen.
We can't. Well, that's why we're doing what we're doing.
I know. So any last words for the people?
No, I appreciate everybody who watches the show. I appreciate
you
and the hard work that you put in.
Thank you.
It's important. So everybody watching the show, if you feel inclined to comment that nothing is going to change, self-fulfilling prophecy, you have to put your nose to the grindstone and do what it is you do well. Start changing minds.
Yes, exactly. Thank you, my friend.
Appreciate you.
Guys, I've been warning for months and months about the World Economic Forum and the private Western Central Bank Great Reset. On top of that, the ESG proposed by Larry Fink and BlackRock, which is the CCP social credit score tied to the central bank digital currency, which would end privacy and autonomy for all free people on planet Earth. Just recently at the World Economic Forum, these people got together and decided that not only will they have a central bank digital currency, but that it will be tied to a universal ID that every person on the planet would have to receive. This ID would track and trace everything from your financial life to your health records, to your social justice, to your environmental footprint, to everything that you can imagine, your business, your expenditures, your groceries, everything that you do in life would be monitored, tracked, and traced by these people in Davos, if they can get away with it. I don't believe they can, because we the people and God Almighty have the power. You have to make the moves today. Invest in silver and gold and other hard assets. Get your money into small banks, credit unions, and savings and loans that are local and benefit your local community. And start preparing in your home with supplies and whatever you need going forward. We the people and God Almighty will save this planet. But that means we have to take action steps to walk away from the central bank digital currency and their planned Great Reset. Do that today, please. God bless you and your family, and God bless and save America and all free people on planet Earth. No matter what, God wins, but we need to make the moves now. Please visit our friend Andrew and his team at Beverly Hills Precious Metals at melkgold.com. That's melkgold.com. I don't always talk about why I decided to partner with Mel K Superfoods, but I have a good friend of mine. You guys know her too, Ann Vandersteel. We were at an event and I'm looking at her thinking, what did you do different? She's glowing. She's so full of energy. And she told me about this amazing program. I didn't know. I just knew that I had seen her a month before, and a month later, she's on this program. And I said, I want whatever she's doing, whatever she has. And I got involved with superfoods. I learned about it. You've seen my friend Raven on here before. She is an organic farmer who's very involved in the company. Really broke down for me how special these products are, where they come from, and what they could do. And within a short period of time, I felt like I too was feeling like I had an extra amount of energy. I felt that I was internally feeling like I had more digestion. I used to have different kinds of digestive issues. They all kind of went away. I didn't notice my hair, my nails, my skin. It all was improving. And the only thing that I had done was I added superfoods to my daily regimen. And that has been a total game changer for me in so many ways, including it is an excellent weight loss program if you are looking to lose weight, which I was when I first started. And you continue to maintain, and it's a completely regimented, easy to follow, results-oriented program, but then it becomes a part of your lifestyle. At this point, it is, to me, like a part of waking up and going to work is also using my superfoods and doing my regimen. And I look forward to joining you guys on your journey to health and fitness as I'm on my journey to health and fitness. And we could not recommend it more. This is something that I really love and has really, really enhanced my life and my lifestyle. Go to MelKSuperfoods.com and join me in supercharging our wellness journey and living our best, healthiest lives ahead.
Hey, Patriot pals, Rob Reilly here. One of the most important things Mel and I do in this war between good and evil is traveling the country, meeting fellow patriots like yourselves. We share stories, resources, gain new tools, make new friends, and get activated to take back our freedom for God and country. Go to themelkshow.com, events, and come join us. You will have an amazing experience and be reinvigorated to stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. As always, God wins. See you there.